It's 88.5 FM, the Nick Harcourt Show on a Friday morning. And I have a guest in studio this morning. And I don't usually do the program from the mothership here at CSUN in Northridge. And I never remember which button turns your microphone on, Sid Kosler. So let's try it. That one?
Is that right? Yeah, there it is.
Oh, my God.
Well done.
Amazing. Welcome back to the studios here.
Thanks, Nick.
Good to see you. Before we get into anything, I feel like for a lot of people who are listening right now, they're going, who's this guy you're talking to right now? So let me set it up a little bit and tell our listeners who don't know that I first met you about 13 years ago, which I can't believe. It's only been 13 years. You were playing in your band Gold Spot at the Hotel Cafe, and my former producer at the other place, Ariana, was telling me, you got to come see this band. They're playing at the Hotel Cafe. They're so good. And I came and saw you, and I agreed. And then you and I sort of got to know each other, and we supported your debut album, Tally of the Yes Men, which at the time was self-released,
yep,
with a ton of airplay. And I know we sort of helped along the way. And then a couple of other albums and a deal in the UK. You lived over there for a while, and then you moved to New York because, you know, life is a roller coaster. People come, people go. and then you came back to LA just about, what, 3 years ago, 4 years ago, or something like that?
3 years.
And yeah. And now you are the hip and happening TV composer out there. Film is coming in as well. First of all, congratulations, because it's an amazing story. And in a day when a lot of musicians are struggling to figure out how to make a living from composing and making music, you figured it out. So congratulations, and I know that's probably a setup. You're blushing, which is kind of hard to see on an Indian guy. But welcome back to the show, because you came in with Gold Spot a couple of years ago and did something. Why don't I ask you a little bit before we start listening to music about how you got into music, how you became a musician, and then we'll talk about the TV shows you're working on, Marvel's Runaways, This Is Us, which is just huge, and The Royals as well. But tell me a little bit about growing up and the music that you listen to.
Well, thanks for that introduction, Nick.
It's pretty good. You should go home now.
I think I really should go home. And you're also a big part of how I really got my start. So I thank you a lot. That was a huge moment for me in my career when you came to Hotel Cafe.
Yeah. Well, you're welcome. Me too, by the way.
Well, thank you. I guess my musical story is my family's story first and foremost. My parents were born in India, and they left India in the late 70s to come to the U.S. At the time, there was no foreign currency reserve, and they could only bring in $8 in their pockets from India.
$8?
Yeah.
Wow.
So they left India with only $8 in their pockets, moved to New Haven, went to school in New Haven. They had scholarships at Yale, at the med school and law school there. And at the time, you know, they were working full-time jobs. My dad was shelving books in the Yale Law Library. My mom was working in the hospital, and they were in school during the day. And I was born 10 months after they got here. And with no money and working full-time jobs, they could not really afford a babysitter or anything for me. So they saved up enough money and sent me back to India. Mm. I lived in India without my parents for the first couple years, 2-3 years of my life. And that was incredibly hard for them, as you can imagine, a new mother sending their child back to India.
Sure, but you probably didn't really know too much about it, being that young, right?
No, I had a great time. I was with my cousins in India, you know, just whatever I was doing then. But it was a very difficult decision for them to make. And at the time, it was $24 a minute to make a long-distance phone call. So we had no way to exchange any information.
It's crazy when you think about it, because I remember when I first came to the States, which it's 30 years ago this year, which is crazy. Mm. You know, I'm 36, came as a very young child. But long-distance phone calls back then, it was insane. Like, if you got drunk and got on the phone to some relative back wherever, you wouldn't get the rent paid next month.
That's true. I mean, $24 a minute was three times what they came to the country
insane.
With. So, so we exchanged, my mom would tell me she loved me and sing me songs over a little cassette tape, and they sent this cassette tape back and forth with us for 2 years with me.
That's amazing.
And eventually, I came back to the U.S.
Of course,
grew up in the U.S. And then started a band in high school where we were doing, you know, I don't know, Depeche Mode covers, Smiths covers. Nine Inch Nails covers.
I seem to remember the first time I met you, you were talking about, and I'm going to use this as an opportunity to play a piece of music. When we first met, I seem to remember you telling me, or tell me if I'm making this story up, because there's loads and they all sort of like start to blur, that you were listening to Indian classical music as a kid from your parents and then hearing REM on the radio.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah, my parents brought with them these cassette tapes from India. It was all these old singers from the, you know, Indian classical singers that I loved listening to. And then all of a sudden, one day, I listened to REM.
Why don't we play a Goldspot song so we can get things cracking with the music? We have one on this collection that your manager, Steve, has brought in with you. By the way, well done, Steve, figuring out how to burn a CD in 2018. There's a song from Goldspot that we're going to play right now, and this is called Come Talk to Me. Tell me about this song.
Oh, this is a Peter Gabriel cover, actually, that I did for This Is Us last season.
Ah, see, and then we'll come back and we'll talk about This Is Us.
Perfect.
It's all working out. It's the Nick Harcourt Show at 88.5 FM. Our guest in studio is Sid Kosler, and we're going to play you a track that he recorded, a Peter Gabriel song, for the soundtrack of the TV show This Is Us. It's 88.5 FM, Nick Harcourt, your host. It's a Peter Gabriel cover from Goldspot, Sid Kosler, who is our guest in studio as we're wrapping up our week here. And that was something you did for the TV show This Is Us that we're going to get to in just a moment's time, and we'll cue up some music from that. And we'll also talk about Marvel's Runaways, which is a runaway success. Let's talk about how you transitioned from being in a band to working as a musician who is composing cues and little bits and pieces, and then some long sweeping pieces for television. Your first show was on ABC a couple of years ago, and I'd completely forgotten about it. Thanks for reminding me. It was called The Neighbors.
Yes.
How did you get into that?
Well, I mean, so much of this, you know, world is about these relationships that you have with people as well sometimes, and that was a perfect example of a good friend of mine from college, Dan Fogelman. called me and he said, "Hey, we're looking for a composer. Second season of this of The Neighbors. Do you want to come on board?" And I had never done anything like this before, and I didn't know if I could even do it. To be honest, I'd just come back from tour. I'd just made another record for Goldspot, and I took the gig, and it kind of changed the course of the next several years for me.
Of your life?
Yeah, it did.
Pretty much.
Yes.
From obviously being a on that show, it then led to some other stuff,
right?
The Royals,
right?
Which is a crazy show on E.
Yeah, on yeah, E, yeah.
And then let's just fast forward to obviously working on those two shows, and then getting what has clearly been a very big break for you, which is working on the show This Is Us.
Right.
How did that come about? I'm guessing you'd already got the relationship, because that's what a lot of this is about with ABC. How did you come to work on that show? And then how did you approach it? Because I know that the music you do on all these shows you're working on is very different as well, which, you know, shows what a multi-talented fellow you are. But how did that come together? And then how did you talk with the people who are producing the show, making the show, about how the music was going to, you know, support what was happening on screen?
Well, Dan called me about This Is Us, and This Is Us was going to be on NBC, and Dan was like, he showed me the pilot script, and he's like, this is going to be, you know, potentially an important big show for me, for him creatively, and he's like, will you just read the script and see what it inspires? Because even having that relationship with him, there were other, you know, people going in for this gig, and so I had to, like, kind of pitch for it, and I read the script, I wrote this 5-minute piece of score, and I sent it to him, and he's like, that's right. And the just reading the script kind of, I had a vision in my head of what I wanted it to feel like. I wanted it to feel, have a feeling of a slight bit of like Nick Drake and Joni Mitchell, and then some of my Eastern influences in there as well, in their own kind of, in their own way. And it just happened to work with the show.
It's on NBC, I should say. I got
NBC, yeah.
Yeah, right. Yeah. So when you're approaching something like that, though, and you said, you know, you thought about Nick Drake, you thought about Joni Mitchell, was that because that's what spoke to you from the pages as you were listening to or reading the dialogue and these people's lives?
Well, this show exists in multiple timelines in decades. So that it takes place in the 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s. So it needs to, the music needs to live across all the decades. And so for me, the thinking was the sound has to be timeless. Mm. It can't have a time stamp on it.
Yeah.
There could be nothing trendy about it at all. And so classic kind of folk is what spoke to me reading the script.
We're going to play a piece of music from this. It's Jack's theme?
Yes.
Correct. Okay. So I do have to say that all these, they're completely off the labeling on the CD. So it's going to be a guess here. tell me if I get this right. I think this is Jack's theme. Let's give it a go. I love live radio. If, just in case you thought I was never here, I am. I'm really here right now. Is this it? Stuff. It's 88.5 FM, Nick Halker, your host. Music from the television program This Is Us, as composed and performed by my guest in studio here this morning, Sid Koestler, who I know from his time and his band Goldspot. And this is out today. This is one of the reasons we got you in here today is to obviously tell people about what you're doing, but also to give you a little promo on this. It's Jack's theme, and the soundtrack for that TV show is out today.
Yep.
The score, we should say.
Soundtrack.
The
yep.
score soundtrack. A lot of good songs used in that as well. And one of the things that people perhaps don't understand when they're watching TV shows is there's so many people behind the scenes in helping put music together, from the composer to a music supervisor who is picking songs as well. Do you work with those guys as well? Do you have much interaction with the people who are doing that side of it as well to make sure everything's sort of like on track? I mean, I think sometimes I've done some work in this field myself as well. The composer has to figure out how a piece of music that you're writing might come out of a song or go into a song and stuff like that as well, right?
Yeah, I think the important thing on this show is making sure there's a cohesive sound to the music, whether
right.
it's the songs that are not mine or whether it's the score that is mine. So, yeah, I do. I work with Jen Pikin, who's the music supervisor on
the show.
A lot. Yeah, she's great.
And you were just telling me as we were listening to that how you recorded that particular piece of music. Can you share that with us?
Yeah, you know, I record the score for This Is Us within, everything is recorded within 5 feet of my desk. I want it to feel organic. And so all the drum sounds that you hear, it's just my layers of my fingers tapping on a wooden table that I have right next to my studio desk. And I have a mic up to it and I just record with all the percussions with my fingers.
Fantastic. I could just see you tapping along while we were listening to that. So, obviously, when you work on a show that becomes a success, it opens up a lot of doors for people. I always say this to people who I interview, whether they're musicians, writers, or whatever. Once you have a success, buys you a little currency. People start to come to you instead of you having to, you know, hustle for stuff. And I know that last year you were telling me, you know, that you were working on a bunch of pilots and all this kind of stuff. And then the next thing that came up for you, and we're going to play you a piece from this, is Marvel's Runaways. And it's a completely different score.
Yeah.
Completely different way of thinking about music for television. So tell us how that came about and how you approached scoring that show, because we're going to play the theme for that in a minute. And then at the end of the show, you're actually going to play us a song live in studio, which I'm excited about. But let's talk about the Runaways.
Well, Runaways, you know, there's a music supervisor, Alex Pitsavis, who I've known for a while. And so she actually suggested my name to Josh and Stephanie, Josh Schwartz, Stephanie Savage, who created Runaways. And I met with them and they were big This Is Us fans as well. So you're right, like one thing can lead to the other. And that was one of those like beautiful things that happened. And they hired me to do the music on the show. And this music is electronic. I'm using like vintage early 80s synths on this. So it's a completely different sound.
Do you have a bunch of that stuff? Do you have a bunch of like old synthesizers and gear? Are you a gearhead? Like you collect bits and pieces that you think you might be able to use somewhere?
Well, I'm not really a gearhead too much. I have like a very simple setup at home, but I keep like these like little gems that have, I mean, this I use like a Juno 60 on this, and it's something we had in our high school band.
Nice.
When we're doing like Cure covers or something, you know.
So here's what we're going to do now. We got 5 minutes left in our program. This is about a minute long. I'm going to start this song. You're going to go from my desk here in the main studio into the performance studio, and you're going to set up there. Well, you've already set up with the guys in there, and you're going to play us out with a song. So as I start this, you're going to go in the other studio. All right.
Thank you, Nick.
Sid Kosler is my guest, and we're playing just a very brief one-minute piece of music of score that he wrote for the Marvel's Runaways theme. FM, the Nick Harcourt Show. Live music coming up for you in just a second's time. That was a piece of music from the theme to Marvel's Runaways, and our guest is Sid Kosler. And can you actually hear me in there, or are we just going to go straight to a live performance? Yeah, okay. Well, we've got a couple of little technical things here. I guess as soon as we're ready to play, you will tell me, and Sid will start playing the theme.
If I mistook sun from angle, I'd fly up there and reach for it too. It's the story of something older and bigger than me and you. And you told it in a letter in the form of an evergreen cassette. And I played it in the morning till after the sun would set. See, Mother, I believe that half of everything I hear is true. Between you and me, I believe the anecdotes too. In the veranda, in the midnight heat, cousins and I would wait for the rains, singing songs about America, and then the first drops came. So don't worry, even though you were oceans and continents away, I heard evergreen hits, lullabies, and everything you had to say. See, Mother, I believe that half of everything I hear is true. Between you and me, I believe the anecdotes too. If they get you through, if time could be bent with the drop of a tear, you'd see it rained in our house for a year. This is the sound of the beating you'd hear on the tapes we've taped over all of our hopes and our fears. The open veranda's been flooding for years. I always hoped that I'd see you here. But time can't be bent with the drop of a tear. And though you say you missed out all of those years, your voice on the tapes always kept us near. See, Mother, I believe that half of everything I hear is true. Between you and me, I believe in everything you do.
88.5 FM, Nick Harcourt, wrapping up things here on The Morning Show. And our guest in studio was Sid Kosler. And you couldn't hear me in there because there were various weird things going on technically. But you just came back in. So I just want to say thank you.
Thank you, Nick.
Congratulations on all your success so far. And that song in particular relates to everything you were saying at the beginning of the conversation about your parents. Where can that be found? It can be found in two different places, right?
If you somebody can find it, it's available online. Anyway, I mean, you can buy it anywhere, yeah.
Evergreen Cassette.
Evergreen Cassette.
All right. Great to see you, man.
Thanks, man.